Mother Bear's Robin. One spring day when Mother Bear was little, she found a baby robin in the garden. A baby robin, too little to fly. "Oh, how sweet you are," she said. "Where did you come from?" "From my nest," said the robin. "And where is your nest, little robin?" asked Mother Bear. "I think it is up there," said the robin. "No, that was a bluebird's nest." "Maybe it is over there?" said the robin. "No, that was an oriole's nest." Mother Bear looked all over, but could not find a robin's nest. "You can live with me," she said. "You can be my robin." She took the robin in the house and made a little home for it. "Please, put me by the window," said the robin. "I like to look out at the trees in the sky." Mother Bear put it by the window. "Oh," said the robin, "it must be fun to fly out there." "It will be fun to fly in here, too," said Mother Bear. The robin ate. It grew. It sang. Soon it could fly. It flew about the house, and that was fun, just as Mother Bear had said. But then one day, it was unhappy. Mother Bear asked, "Why are you so sad, little robin?" "I don't know," said the robin. "My heart is sad." "Sing a song," said Mother Bear. "I cannot," said the robin. "Fly about the house," said Mother Bear. "I cannot," said the robin. Mother Bear's eyes filled with tears. She took the robin out into the garden. "I love you, little robin," she said, "but I want you to be happy. Fly away if you wish. You are free." The robin flew far up into the blue sky. It sang a high, sweet song. Then down it came again, right down to Mother Bear. "Do not be sad," said the robin. "I love you too. I must fly out into the world, but I will come back. Every year I will come back." So Mother Bear kissed the robin and it flew away. "And it came back, Grandmother, didn't it?" "Oh, yes, little bear. It came back, and its children came back, and its children's children. Here is one now." "Ah," said little bear. "I would have let the robin go free too, Grandmother, just as Mother Bear did." "Hurrah!" cried little bear. "Here is Grandfather." "Then it is coffee time," said Grandmother. She went into the house. Grandfather looked at Little Bear. Little Bear looked at Grandfather. They both laughed. "How about a goblin story?" asked Little Bear. "Yes, if you will hold my paw," said Grandfather. "I will not be scared," said Little Bear. "No," said Grandfather Bear. "But I may be scared." "Oh, Grandfather, begin the story." So Grandfather began.